turn now to the 12th chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 12 in your Scofield Bible, page 1012. We'll read just two verses. We'll likewise read those verses in unison, verses 19 and 20. Verses 19 and 20. Then let's read together, please. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Let's pray. Father, we're privileged beyond what we can imagine to be here in this great church. Thank you for the church family. It's so comforting to come here and to be with folks we love and who love us. Thank you, too, for our preacher. We pray that you'd bless as he once again brings us a message from thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
I promise you that we'll be finished before 12:10. I think I'll give you some of that time back. I also promise you that we'll be out before our usual, our all-promised time of 12:30. So if I come to about 12:09 and you wonder if I'm give an introduction yet, I'll only have an introduction. And Dr. Billings said one time, a fellow said, Dr. Billings said, I wish I worked for Brother Hiles. He said, I really would love to hear Brother Hiles preach real bad. Dr. Billings said, I've heard him preach real bad many times. Maybe I'll preach real bad, but regardless, about 12:10, I'll be finished. At 12:30 or before, you'll be on your way home. I want to give a little introduction this morning. A Hiles Anderson graduate talked to me. I was preaching out of town. Often said to Ms. Hiles, I'd rather preach at my own church than on the road. She said, I guess so. It's dangerous out there on the road. But dodging all those trucks and preaching, you call that the truck stop ministry is what you call it. And put him in the nursery, would you please? But a Hiles Anderson graduate came to me as I was preaching out of the city, and he said these words, Brother Hiles, I was a pastor, but I'm not anymore. And he used these words. He said, I've lost my fire. I've lost my fire. He said, is there any hope for me? I immediately turned, and you'll not turn to it, to our text this morning, where our Lord Jesus said, a smoking flax shall he not quench. I said, yes, sir, it doesn't say a flickering flax. It says a smoking flax. It doesn't say a slightly burning flax. It says a smoking flax. I said, as long as there's smoke there, there's chance for a fire. Let me tell you a blessing I got recently, and I'll pray and bring the message. And just one thought this morning is almost always on Lord's Supper Day. 45 years ago. 45 years ago, I became pastor of 44 people at the Miller Road Baptist Church of Garland, Texas. That church became the talk of America, just like First Baptist has been. On our first anniversary, we had 617. Our second anniversary, we had 1,180. On our third anniversary, we had 2,212. No buses, just drive-in. On our fourth anniversary, we had 3,163. And we were averaging there for a long time, about 1,800 people in Sunday school. It was acclaimed by all the periodicals in America as the fastest growing church in the world. Those were days before the bus ministries had even been thought of. That church, 45 years, we left it 38 and a half years ago. Now for 38 and a half years, that church has been through the fire. I don't know of a church that suffered more setbacks, more problems, or heartaches than the Miller Road Baptist Church. But you understand that a part of my heart is there. I love that church. I built most of those buildings. I lived in the building. That's why they're about to fall down. But the other day, by the way, now they have a fine pastor, and they only have about 150, 200 people, I understand, left now. But I got a letter from Dr. Carl Hatch. Dr. Hatch said, "Brother Hiles, I just preached revival at Miller Road Baptist Church." And he said, "We had a wonderful revival. Numbers of folks were saved." Now, that church is no longer written up in periodicals across the country. That church is no longer the fastest growing church in the world. Very little is ever heard from Miller Road Baptist Church. But there's still some smoke there. And God fanned the smoke, and there's still some fruit and still some fire because God fanned the smoke. I want to talk to you on the subject, the smoking flax, shall he not quench. Our Heavenly Father, for just a very few moments, almost like a devotional, for just a very few moments, I'll bring the message from this passage. I pray it'll bring encouragement, hope, faith to somebody, yes, several somebodies, in Jesus' name. Amen. What is our Lord saying here? He says, "The smoking flax shall he not quench." All of our lives have had our fire to go out. There have been times in your life where the fire has gone out. There have been times in my life where the fire has gone out. It may be that sin caused the dousing of the fire. It may be that heartbreak caused the fire of the last flicker to shine. It may be that discouragement. It may be that bereavement. The honest, simple truth, what our Lord is saying here, he's saying as long as there's smoke, there's hope for more fire. He didn't say as long as there's a flicker. He said the smoking flax shall he not quench. So that means this. If the fire goes out in any church, if there ever was fire, it was placed there by God, and there may be no fire there now, but the smoke there, and the fire can blaze again. That means the fire goes out in any life, and I'm talking to folks all over this room this morning. The fire's gone out. There's no longer the burning, the warmth of the fire. But as long as there's smoke, and let me say it again, if God put the fire there, there'll always be smoke. And God said he will not quench the smoking flax. I'm talking to people this morning, your marriage, the fire's gone out in your marriage. But I want to say this, if God led you together, and for that matter, if you took the vows, there's still smoke there. There may not be any fire, but there's still smoke there. And that means that the Holy Spirit can fan that smoke and give fire again in your marriage. As I said a while ago, he's the one. However feeble the flickering, however dead the spark, however cool the flame, it can burn again. Look carefully for a little smoke. It's there. He wants to fan it and pour oil upon it. Oh, it may not warm as many people as it once did, but it can warm somebody. It may not shine as far as it once did, but it can shine some. I'm not saying that if you've lost the fire, you'll ever get it back like you had it, but you can get some fire back. It may not be as bright as it once was, but it can still shine some. The church may not be as large as it once was, but it still can grow some. I put that letter down when Carl Hatch wrote me a letter about Miller Road Baptist Church and put my head on my desk, and I wept, and I said, "Thank God. Thank God the fire was out, but there was some smoke, and there's still a flicker of flame, and God is still using it." I love that little song. You heard me quote it so often. "Dear Lord, take up the tangled strand that we have wrought in vain, that by the skill of thy dear hand some beauty may remain." It may be this morning that the fire is going out of your life. It may be that sin came and put out, doused the fire. It may be that heartbreak or illness or discouragement came. or bereavement came, put out the fire. You say, preacher, I've lost the fire I once had. I said to a preacher, he told me that. I said, there's still smoke. And as long as there's smoke, God wants to pour the oil of the Holy Spirit upon that smoke and bring fire once again. The man may not preach as he once did, but he can teach a Sunday school class. The school may not be as train as many as it once did, but it can train some. The marriage that once burned with holy passion may not be what it once was, but it can be salvaged and warm and happy. And I want to say this morning. There's not a marriage in this room. I want you to hear me carefully. There's not a marriage in this room what could not be salvaged. There's not a marriage in this. Oh, you said to the house, I've lost my love. There's still some smoke there somewhere. And you let God fan that flame, for smoke and flame will come again. I'm simply saying, Jesus said the smoking flax, he will not quench. All over this building this morning are fires that once went out. But thank God a little smoke was visible, and there's some fire again. Yesterday, I started at 8 o'clock yesterday morning, counseling. And with just time to eat a meal last night, I counseled until 8 o'clock last night. 24 people came to my office. Are you listening to me? 24 people came to my office. When I went home last night, I could hardly even stand up. When I went to bed, I was too tired to sleep. And because 24 people. Now, of the 24 people that came to my office yesterday, 9 of them had smoke but fires that once burned. And I spent much of the day trying to fan the smoke and refuel the smoke and make the fire burn again. I'm talking about a marriage that's lost its fire, but there's still smoke there. I'm trying to piece that marriage back together. I'm talking about a life that once was happy and filled with smoke, with fire, but the fire's gone out, and sin came and wrecked the fire. Let me say this morning, there is no person here that God cannot use again. There is no marriage here that God cannot salvage. There is no preacher here that God cannot use again. I'm simply saying, Jesus said, okay, if you haven't got any fire, I'll tell you one thing, you got some smoke, and I'm not going to quench that smoke. Let me share a little bit. Yesterday, young mother, don't be embarrassed, lady, I'll not tell anybody. Nobody's going to have any idea who you are except you and me. And coming to this church 10 years from the North Chicago area, I guess riding a bus all these 10 years. And she was trained and the fire was bright and she was on fire for God. But the devil came and she married somebody she shouldn't have married. And 2 little children. And now he's forsaken her. And she lives on the north side of Chicago, and she comes to First Baptist Church Hammond, not down the street, not across town, not across northwest Indiana, but all the way from the north side of Chicago, 2 little children in the rear, a job, no hopes. When she left last night, I had to put my head on my desk. I told Miss House, I got home, I said, I hate a problem I can't solve. I said, when somebody comes to me and they have a problem and I can't solve it, it tears me up. By the way, we're going to solve it. We're going to solve it. That little life, the fire's gone. The fire of joy and the fire of smile and the fire of happiness and the fire's gone. But bless God, there's some smoke there. And that fire is going to burn again. A man addicted to pornography. At one time, fire was burning brightly. What can you expect when you got a president addicted to worse stuff than that? But addicted to much pornography. And I want to say this. There's not a man in this room that has to watch that kind of stuff. There's not a man in this room that has to read that kind of garbage and look at those dirty pictures. Now, the man in this room, I mean, you got the same Holy Spirit lives in you that lives in all the rest of us, and you can have the victory over pornography like you can liquor. And you can have victory over those HBO. Get rid of your HBO and get rid of all the movie channels. And I'm trying to say you can't have the victory. But the flame was gone. Not even a flicker of flame. And I spent some time, and I'll continue to spend time, fanning the smoke, trying to pour the oil of the Holy Spirit once again in his life. Oh, I believe we will. I believe the flame will glow again. I believe the fire will burn again. I'm trying to say this morning all over the room today, if the fire has gone out, bless God, the smoke is still there, and God said he will not let the fire go out or the smoke stop. He will not quench a smoking flax. And then a man whose wife left him. And we've counseled numbers of times. And step by step, we've been fanning that smoke. Step by step, trying to piece his life back together. And thank God I see fire burning again. And then there was a lady deserted by her husband, leaving her with the little children to rear by herself, and all of her dreams and hopes and plans for the future, all doused, and the fire's gone out. I told her yesterday, we're going to rebuild that life. We're going to cause that fire to burn again. We're going to fan the flames. And I want to say this morning, you say, preacher, could God ever use me again? Oh, yes, God can use you again. Oh, former college zealot, look for smoke. You've lost your fire. Look for smoke, and God can use you again. Oh, wasted life, you think your fire's gone out. Look for smoke and fan the smoke, and God can use you again. Oh, mission man, with the fire gone out, look for smoke. God can use you again. Oh, high school student who has doused your fire, and you're running with the wrong crowd, and the fire's gone out. Hey, look for, and by the way, all you Pharisees, don't give up on the folks whose fire's gone out. Oh, college student whose flame is dark, there's still smoke there. You can burn again. Oh, preacher whose flame has been doused by discouragement or sin, let me say, it may take time, and you may never preach to the crowd you once preached to, but bless God, the fire can burn again, because a smoking flax he will not quench. You may not do as much, but you can do something. You may have forfeited your A, but you can still make a C. You may not be mighty again, but you can be strong. You may not do much, but you can do little. You may never be a Rolex again, but you can be a Timex. You may never be a Hyatt Regency again, but you can be a Days Inn. You might not be a new Rolls Royce again, but you can be a Ford. You may not be a Neiman Marcus, but you can be a Montgomery Ward. Or better still, a Walmart, where our church assembles day after day after day. You may not be a New York sirloin, but you can be a hamburger. I'm simply saying, over and over, I guess that's the story of my 38 and a half years here, trying to fan the smoke. I looked out this morning as we're having the Lord's Supper, as I always do, and I just love the people as our family here. And I saw people whose flame went out. They're giving up! But thank God, we kept on. Last week, the old missionary was mentioned. I love this story. You remember it, many of you. I got a letter from Dr. Larry Chappell several years ago, and he said, I want to tell you a story that you don't know. He said a man gave his life in the mission fields back in the jungles of the Philippine Islands, way back in the jungles, back country, gave his life there for decades to the people of the back country of the Philippines. He said his wife got sick of it, and she left him, divorced him, and came back to the States. He said that man came back home and gave up his ministry, his lifetime ministry to the Philippines. He's a senior citizen now. But he said, Brother Hiles, he happened to come to Chicago on business. He was in the secular field. On Sunday morning, he heard of First Baptist Church. On Sunday morning, he came out and visited the First Baptist and sat way back up in the balcony. He said, Brother Hiles, you fanned the smoke and the flame that once was there. So the guy decided to come regularly and move to the Chicago area. He said, you don't know this, but for over a year he's been coming to your church every Sunday. And he said, for over a year, though you did not know it, you've been rebuilding his life. He said, Brother Howes, that man is going back to the mission field now after being gone for a year or so because you rebuilt his life. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that all of us have had our flames to be doused. And all of us have had discouragement and battling, sometimes sin, and sometimes heartache, and sometimes heartbreak. But ladies and gentlemen, there doesn't live the child of God that can't be used again. Paul said to Timothy, he said, Timothy, your fire's gone out. He said, Timothy, do you remember when you were a young preacher? Timothy, do you remember when you got, the day you got ordained to preach the gospel? He said, Timothy, remember how zealous you were? How on fire for God you were? But Timothy, the fire has gone out. He said, Timothy, stir up the gift that is in thee that was given thee by the laying on of hands. Old illustration. I grew up a poor boy. I grew up, we had central heating. The wood stove was right in the central part of our room. And all of our heat for the whole little house came from that wood stove in the middle of the other room. At night, my mother would say, son, bank the stove. Now, you young whippersnappers, you'd take the stove down to the Cabinet National Bank and you'd deposit the stove, but that's not what it meant. Mother said, bank the stove. What that meant was, on the front of the stove right here was a little thing you closed, a little grate there you closed. Up here on the stovepipe went up to the ceiling and out the top. There was a little knob here you could turn and block off the air. So I closed the air down here on the front of the stove and blocked off the stovepipe, and that kept air from getting to the fire, and the fire would go out. And during the night, that fire would, that stove would not give any fire at all, just like some of you. There's fire in there, but it's banked. You never warm anybody. You never win anybody. You never help anybody. You never teach anybody. You're saved, and the fire's there, but the fire is banked, and it'd get cold during the night, and we had linoleum on the floor. It's my job every morning to get up and unbank the stove. That I'd get the deposit slip out and take it down to Cayman National. It's my job to unbank the stove. I'd get up in the morning, and you talk about cold now. I'm talking about cold winter morning. And nothing colder than linoleum. I'd rather walk on ice lake than walk on linoleum in the wintertime. I'd get up on my bare feet, and it's my job to walk across the room and get that stove and open the grate and open the damper and get the old poker and stir the fire that was under there. But that you couldn't see it. There was smoke, and there were still embers, but there was no fire. As far as I know, I'm the only person that's ever gotten out of bed, gone across the room, opened the grate, opened the damper, gotten the poker, stirred the fire, gotten back in bed without my feet touching the floor one time. And then we'd lay in bed till the fire would start to flame. And that fire that had been banked all night, hey, you know what was? The air got to it. And the Holy Spirit can get to your life and give you fire again. And the Holy Breath of God can get to your life and give you victory again. I'm talking to folks, there was a day, but no longer. But there can be another day. Never mind you. The Apostle Peter's fire went out, but there was still smoke, and he preached on Pentecost, and the fire returned. Let me remind you, John Mark's fire went out, but there was still smoke, and he wrote the book of Mark and became Paul's faithful helper. Let me remind you, Jacob's fire went out, but there was still smoke, and Jacob became a prince of God, and the fire came back. Let me remind you that David's fire went out, but there was still smoke, and David came back to write his best psalms ever. Let me remind you, Samson's fire went out, but there was still smoke, and Samson, in his dying moments, won the biggest battle of his life. It reminds you that Jonah's fire went out, but there was still smoke, and he preached a great revival in Nineveh. That reminds you that Jeremiah's fire went out, but there was still smoke, and the Bible says the word of God burned like a fire in his bones, and the fire came back. I'm trying to say, the fire can come back!
Former preacher, the fire can come back. Former deacon, there's still smoke there, and the fire can come back. Former Sunday school teacher, there's still smoke there, and the fire can come back. A broken heart has destroyed you and put out the fire. A loss of a loved one has destroyed you and put out the fire. Sin has come in your life and put out the fire. But bless God, it cannot put out the smoke. And God says he'll fan the smoke and cause the flame once again. Let me testify and I'll close. There have been three times in my life that the fire's gone out. I don't mean because of going out in the world. I mean because of discouragement. There have been three times in my life when I just lost the fire. But I want to thank God today that kept on smoking. And I want to thank God today that the fire came back. Oh, the fire can come back. I'm looking this morning and I'm not looking at any particular person. I'm looking at young ladies that carried babies in their body outside the bonds of wedlock. And for 9 months there was no fire, but there was still the smoke. And there was still a God that would not quench the smoke. And there was a God that would not quench the smoking flax. I'm looking at men this morning going out into sin and wasted your life. I'm looking at ladies this morning who wasted your life. There once was a day when there was fire. Well, hallelujah, there can be fire again. I thank God this morning that at 71, the fire still burns. I thank God this morning, as I look around this building and see couples sitting together. I saw a couple holding hands a while ago. They're high school seniors. That fire's got to go out. Oh, I saw a couple holding hands a while ago. I couldn't tell you the story. I couldn't tell you how a little fire, there was no fire, just a little bit of smoke left. Appointment after appointment after appointment after appointment after appointment. I began to fame, and the Holy Spirit began to fan the smoke. Now, the marriage is probably not as strong as it was before the fire went out, but bless God, they're going to make it. I was sitting a while ago and looked out, and I saw him reach over and take her hand. And I saw him start holding hands. Forgive me, but I had a little part in that. I had a little part in that. I feel sorry for you folks that never fanned anybody's smoke. I feel sorry for you folks never try to get the fire back. Bless God, there is no joy in this world to compare with being used of Almighty God to get the fire back again. And I don't care how little smoke there is, there's still some smoke. And I don't care how, if there's no flicker whatsoever, the stove is banked. But bless God, open up the grate. Open up the damper, get the poker, and stir those old flames, and the life can burn again, and the fire can shine again, and you can serve again. Because God will never douse or quench a smoking flax. Are you here this morning, and your fire's out? You wonder if it can ever burn again. Yes, it can. I'm not saying it'll burn as brightly as it once did. I'm simply saying it can burn again. Don't give up. Fall on your face at the foot of the cross and say, "Oh, God, use me again. Maybe I can't preach like I did one time, but I can run a bus route. Maybe I can't be a deacon again, but I can have a Sunday school class and build it. And if I can't hold any office at all, bless God, nobody can keep me from knocking on doors and telling people the gospel story of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I'm trying to say today, hallelujah, the God that saves you can give you the fire you once had, and He will not quench a smoking flax." Would you bow your heads, please?